The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to The Big Show. Jay Inslee having a press conference right now. So I guess we're going to get some more information from him. But man, his press conference yesterday was just absolutely disgusting on so many levels. Because Jay Inslee, he has so many competing agendas for this reopening the state. And as we've been talking about, there are lives that are just devastated right now. Devastated. Financial ruin. And Jay Inslee is talking about how this is an opportunity. He's telling Bernie Sanders' website that this is a great opportunity to rebuild the economy for climate change. It just doesn't get much more disgusting than that. If you are somebody who's out of work, you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, and you hear Jay Inslee talk about how he's going to make this his climate change agenda, it's just absolutely blowing my mind. And then, in a shocking bit of reporting yesterday, the Freedom Foundation did some great work to reveal that the state of Washington, the Department of Health, is greatly exaggerating the number of COVID-19 deaths in our state. Exaggerating the numbers by as much as 13%. In other words, they are cooking the books. They're exaggerating the number of people who are dying. And so now, if you go over all of the stats, if you go through the data, because Jay Inslee, he is our data daddy, and he has made it very clear that he is pretending, and he's selling this to the gullible masses who are putting trust in him. But he says that he is using data to determine when he's going to reopen the state, when he is going to try to get the economy back up and running. And what makes this Freedom Foundation report so shocking and so revealing of the vacuum of leadership at the very top is that Jay Inslee, up until now, has claimed that he is indeed the data daddy.
Based on the data that we have now received, this is a data-driven decision. It is a decision that follows the data on the data and our compliance rates. Data, not dates, determine how we act. Depends on how the data comes in, all of our data. We will have a beginning of a look at that. Dial depends on data, on when it can be opened up. And that data changes every single day. That'll be data-driven. That's one data point amongst many. And I almost hesitate to show you this one because there are other data points that are not as sanguine. There are many data points, but this is just one. And you'll see the data points, it does not produce as much optimism as the one data point. These are just two of the data points we look at. We're making data-driven decisions.
Okay. So given that he's been talking about nothing but data or data, depending on which sentence he's using it in, what are we supposed to do with the information that the data is fatally flawed? And I mean that in a literal sense. It is fatally flawed because it is the death rate numbers that are so flawed. So as the Freedom Foundation has been reporting, the way that we're calculating COVID deaths in Washington, if somebody has tested positive for coronavirus, and then at any point subsequent to that, they die, that is counted as a coronavirus death. And so, if you test positive for COVID-19 in March and you die in a car accident in May, the state of Washington is counting that as a COVID-19 death. And so then the question, of course, becomes why? Why would they exaggerate the death toll in our state? Why would they not just be real with us about the number of people who are dying? And the reality is, because if you back out all of the people who have died in nursing homes, the fact is that 91% of coronavirus deaths have been people 60 plus. 85%, and this is estimated because they don't break down the age grouping. They have a 60 to 79. But it is believed that 85% of the deaths are people 75 and older. Now, I mean, just focus on that for a moment. 85% of the deaths are people 75 and older in nursing homes with underlying conditions. This does not make their deaths any less tragic. And I'm not going to play that game where Jay Inslee says anybody who challenges him on these numbers is disrespecting the dead. He can continue to try to make that claim. But since he's the data daddy, we got to start dealing in some actual facts here. So if we have 85% of the deaths are people 75 and older, if you're not in that category or you do not have underlying health conditions, your chances of dying from COVID-19 are almost zero. In our state, it's 1/100th of 1% of the people are dying, and that includes the 75 plus. If you take away the 75 plus, your chance of dying from this is about 1/1000th of 1%. And then the question that I have been asking, and that not enough people are, is it worth a 30% unemployment rate? Is it worth an economic meltdown? Families that are out of work with no prospects on the horizon because we're being taken into a Great Depression? This is worse than a recession right now. We have the worst unemployment since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And for what? For something that, unless you're 75 and older, attacks 1/1000th of 1% of the population. This doesn't make any sense at all. There are other forces at play. And the only way that Jay Inslee can get to the death numbers that he is selling the people is with these cooked book numbers. Where somebody tests positive in March and then has a heart attack in May, and that's counted as a COVID-19 death. And so why is this so important? Well, because you have a business community that is desperate to get back to work. And he says, well, we might be able to get to the next phase on June 1st.
As far as June 1, look, we would really like to move to phase 2, but we cannot guarantee when that will happen. That will depend on the status of the virus. It will depend on our ability to set up a very strong testing, contact tracing, and isolation protocol. And it will depend on our ability to make sure that those two things we have confidence will continue. And we will be able to make those decisions in the days leading up to that period of time, and not before, unfortunately. And I wish it were otherwise.
But he's using phony numbers. And so businesses and unemployed people, desperate to reclaim some sense of freedom that comes with having a financial life, they don't want to be wards of the state. They don't want to be on food stamps. They don't want to be part of the socialist takeover. And JNC says, well, we can't even tell you when we are going to get to the next step because we need to look at the data. But the data is phony. So he was asked at this press conference yesterday about this Freedom Foundation report that they are significantly overstating the number of COVID deaths in our state.
I'm not sure the relevance of what that group, I guess they're saying that would make it 887 dead. That's okay. And we should not.
And by the way, I don't like going off on other people's math lack of skills. But since he's talking about data ad nauseum, he should have at least a rudimentary knowledge of mathematics. And so he announced yesterday, okay, we now have 1,000 deaths. And the Freedom Foundation said that's exaggerated by 13%. Well, you don't have to be a genius to know that 13% of 1,000 is 130. And so it would be 870 is the actual death number. But Jay Inslee, he just kept using this number of 887. So I guess he just decided, and he did it more than once. So it just shows a lack of basic math skills from somebody who says he's going to bring back our economy based on data. So I guess he just thinks the way you get 13% off 1,000 is, well, you just subtract 100 and then and I'll just subtract another 13 since it was 13%. And so that'll be 887. This is the guy who's going to rescue us economically, who can't do even the most basic of math like that?
I'm not sure the relevance of what that group, I guess they're saying that would make it 887 dead. That's okay. And we should not act responsibly if there's only 887 people instead of 1,000 people. I'm not sure I understand that logic. I don't think anybody does understand it who knows any of these families who've lost a loved one. So I don't think that's a particularly persuasive argument, even if it was true.
Well, he certainly isn't denying the truth of that. And so then he said that Hannah Scott, tried to ask a question, and he kind of cut her off.
Hey, Governor, I'm wondering if you can share with us when.
May I stop you just for a moment? Can I stop just for a moment? Because I have to get this off my chest. When I heard Donald Trump say that testing was overrated, I about went through the roof.
Okay, she was trying to ask a question, and you just have this random thought that pops in. Okay, back to the Freedom Foundation, the death numbers that he's using. And by the way, Colorado was using the same shady calculations to inflate their death count. Local media there called them out on it last week, and they have now revised downward their death count. Local media here, you know, our radio show is calling them out on it. But Jay Inslee doesn't seem to have any inclination to start using accurate numbers. He made it clear during his press conference he just doesn't believe the Freedom Foundation report, even though Colorado had been doing things the exact same way, and they got called on it.
Well, I haven't seen this assertion. I have no reason to believe there's any validity to it whatsoever. So at the moment, I have confidence in the numbers that we've put forward. They come from a variety of sources. I see no reason at the moment to believe that the fatality numbers are not consistent with reality. Now, there are cases, obviously, where if someone makes the wrong report, that could happen. But there's no reason to believe it's not on the lower number as opposed to a higher number. So I just want to make sure the record is clear. I have no reason to doubt the fatality numbers that we're using in the state of Washington.
Okay, but you had no refutation of a very hard-hitting report that points out how you're exaggerating the numbers. And then he said something just infuriating.
There would be no greater desire that any of us would have, including myself, maybe first in line to be able to announce a date today. But that would.
Okay. For reopening things, he said he's first in line. What a load of bunk. The people who can't put food on the table tonight, the people who can't pay their mortgage and are wondering about how they're going to keep their homes. I think they want to get the economy rolling more than you. You're talking about climate change and inflated numbers.
Not be responsible, because we have to look at the course of this disease. We have to make smart decisions based on science and data and the status of this virus. And the reason we need to do that is if we were to make the wrong decision, a premature decision, this thing could just bounce right back up, and we would be right back in the soup where we were a couple months ago.
So he wants to use his fake data to make decisions on how to rescue our economy. And then one last clip for you. So he's blaming the messenger. The Freedom Foundation points out that they were cooking the books, and instead of just acknowledging it, talking about how he's got to get it right, he just went off on a bizarre rant about the people who called him out on this.
And I do have to say this. I think one of the difficulties in this is that the conspiracy theories that are fanning people's efforts to go out and do what this group did and argue that 887 dead's just not something to be worried about.
By the way, nobody said that the dead is nothing to be worried about. That is such a straw man argument. We're just saying, if you're talking data, have accurate data, or else you can't rescue the economy if you're that far off.
It is really disappointing to me. I've heard people say things that are from a different planet, and it's very unfortunate that some folks in public life have fan the flames of misinformation in that regard, because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to people's health, so they become unwilling to protect themselves and their loved ones. So I'm not impressed by what is barely an argument.
Calling you out on facts. And I know he's talking about me in this radio show, fanning the flames of a conspiracy theory. Mr. Governor, you have an open invitation. Name one thing we have said that was not accurate about your data, because you want this to be about climate change. You want this to be about exaggerated numbers, and the people are not trusting you, nor should they. That is your big lead for today. Now, the people who came up with that report that showed that the governor is cooking the books, Max from the Freedom Foundation, he's going to join me. We'll tell you all about this. This is the stuff you need to know that you are not going to get anywhere else in the media. And it's coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. As you've been listening to my show, I have long believed that Governor Jay Inslee's whole approach to COVID-19 is much less about public health, and it is about other agendas. He shockingly, last week, with a million people newly unemployed, with tens of thousands of business owners teetering on the brink of financial ruin after putting their life's effort into an enterprise, Jay Inslee went on Bernie Sanders' website and called our shattered economy an opportunity for his climate change agenda. It was absolutely shocking. And then we found out something fascinating yesterday. The wonderful folks at the Freedom Foundation, they did a study of the numbers that the Washington State Department of Health are publishing, counting the COVID-19 deaths. And it turns out the state is over-reporting the number of deaths by a significant amount. The author of the piece for the Freedom Foundation is Maxford Nelson, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Max, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
My pleasure, Dory. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So what is the methodology the state of Washington is using to count COVID-19 deaths? And how did you determine that the death count that is being reported to us is off by a significant amount.
Sure. So there's we reached out to the State Department of Health, and they fielded some questions from us, and we did some of our own research based on just publicly available documents and information that's posted on their website. And here's basically how the state goes about counting the number of COVID-19 deaths. The state has two different databases that it's blending information from to come up with this. The first is a database that tracks incidence of disease. So when someone tests positive for COVID-19, that person, that infection is reported to this Washington's disease reporting system and logged into that database. Deaths are reported separately, but also funneled into an electronic database. So when someone, a medical professional or a coroner or a funeral home, is completing a death certificate, that information is submitted to the State Department of Health electronically and logged into a separate database. What the State Department of Health does to come up with the number of COVID-19 deaths is it cross-references the individuals in the disease database who had been reported as having, you know, tested positive for COVID-19 against the individuals who have had death certificates completed and submitted. And if there's a match, if somebody both has tested positive for COVID-19 and had a death certificate filed, then the state counts that as a COVID-19 death. The problem with that method is that not every person who tests positive for COVID-19 at one point and subsequently dies because of COVID-19. And that's where the problem lies. So when we asked the Department of Health about this, and we asked, okay, well, of the death certificates that you've got, you know, for people that you're saying died from COVID-19, you know, how many of these death certificates actually indicated that COVID-19 was either part of the cause of death or even a condition contributing to death? In other words, did it show up anywhere on the death certificate? And in 13% of the cases, there was no reference to COVID-19 on the person's death certificate.
So
the only reason there should...
I'm understanding this from my listeners. So if someone tested positive for coronavirus in March and then died in a car accident in May, that person would be listed in the state's database as a coronavirus death, correct?
That's what the Department of Health seems to be saying, yes. I mean, to quote directly from them, from the State Department of Health, any individual who has a positive COVID-19 test and subsequently dies is counted on the Department of Health dashboard. So, yes, I think that would be correct.
Okay, so now other states have been doing this. Colorado was using the same shady calculations. Local media there busted them on that last week, and now they say that they are going to revise downward. Jay Inslee feigned ignorance when he was asked about this yesterday. He said that he didn't trust your numbers, that he thinks the state numbers are correct. And here's one of the things that Jay Inslee said about all of this.
I'm not sure the relevance of what that group, I guess they're saying that would make it 887 dead. That's okay. And we should not act responsibly if there's only 887 people instead of 1,000 people. I'm not sure I understand that logic. I don't think anybody does understand it who knows any of these families who've lost a loved one. So I don't think that's a particularly persuasive argument, even if it was true.
Okay, first of all, we found out how horrible his math is. He thinks that subtracting 13% from 1,000 somehow gets you to 887. Yeah, you just subtract 100 and then another 13. And so he kept tossing out that faulty number in trying to refute it. But he says it's just not a big deal, even if it's true. Why do you think it's a big deal?
Well, so here's the thing, Dory. Governor Inslee obviously was not responding to the substance of our report. I mean, he basically just came out and accused us of not caring about the people who have died from COVID-19, which, of course, is totally false. I mean, any death is tragic. But Governor Inslee has made it a point that he reiterates ad nauseum in his press conferences, that the state of Washington is tailoring its response to COVID-19 based on the best available science and data. And, you know, turning on the economy is not a light switch. It's a set of dials, and we got to get it just right. So, you know, my question back to the state would be, okay, if the number of deaths from COVID-19 is 13% less than it's been reported to be, how does that change the state's response? Theoretically, that should factor in somewhere. Does that mean we get to open up 13% sooner? This is a significant piece of information. So if we're truly making decisions based on science and data, this should have some impact.
Yeah, he's our data daddy. He's been telling us that from the very beginning, that he's letting the numbers drive him, but the numbers are faulty. Here's one more from his press conference. He dismissed you and your study and your research and your data as just a big conspiracy theory.
The problem is you got some people out there who are fanning these conspiracy claims from the planet Pluto. And it's just disgusting what they're trying to say of all these crazy deep state malarkey, who are kind of suggest that this is not a problem in our state. I find that hard to accept with the number of dead in our state. So that's a problem, and I hope it gets resolved.
So you said you're from Pluto, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're part of the deep state malarkey, and again, he is not disputing your numbers. He seems to be perfectly comfortable pushing forward as we're trying to come back from what is truly economic devastation. He's trying to come back with numbers that are significantly off, and then he just calls it deep state malarkey. And all of this is really troubling to me, Matt.
It is very troubling, Dory. And, you know, at the end of the day, these aren't our numbers. This is everything that we reported on came directly from the Washington State Department of Health. If there's an error here, it's in what they provided to us. You know, we're not making up information. We're investigating the state's methodology and we're reporting on it.
Yeah.
So there's no conspiracy here. We're questioning based on valid reasons and the state's own data, the state's methodology for reporting COVID-19 deaths. And if Jay Inslee wants to just dismiss that, okay, but let's drop the pretense then that we're making decisions here based on the best available data and science. You know, what it seemed like his response was, is basically it doesn't really matter what the actual number is, and he actually accused us elsewhere in his press conference of basically reporting on this information was dangerous because it might mean that people don't take things seriously. And, you know, we're not saying that you shouldn't take reasonable precautions or that COVID-19 isn't an actual virus that's resulting in actual deaths. But you have to make informed decisions based on the best available information.
Yeah.
And that doesn't appear to be what we're getting from the state of Washington right now.
No, and we're seeing this in so many blue states. As I said, Colorado cooking the books the same way. In Maryland, if somebody had 3 positive coronavirus tests and subsequently died, they counted that as 3 separate deaths to inflate their totals. Yeah, I think that all of us, and I get so frustrated with these press conferences, Max, because follow-up questions are not allowed. The reporters are muted as soon as they ask a question. He talks to the Bernie Sanders people about what an opportunity this is. And the way it's all structured, it's very frightening, and that's why I'm so thankful for people like you, Max, and the Freedom Foundation, and that's why I'm making it such a centerpiece of my show to make sure that somebody is keeping an eye on Jay Inslee right now, because there's a lot of nefarious stuff going on that we better keep a keen eye on.
Well, and I appreciate you for bringing attention to the issue, Dory. And as you mentioned, you know, Colorado's case is very comparable to Washington's, similar type of state. You got a Democratic governor there. And, you know, when local media reported on how the state was counting, you know, all deaths of COVID-19 positive persons is caused by COVID-19, at least their governor there, Jared Polis, had the integrity to acknowledge it and to correct the numbers. And hopefully, if folks like yourself and others in the press, you know, are intent on holding Inslee to account, hopefully he'll make the same acknowledgement and walk back some of his inflammatory statements from his press conference yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely stay on him. Max Nelson, you can see his work at freedomfoundation.com. Great work on your part, Max. I really appreciate you sharing it with my listeners this afternoon.
My pleasure, Dory. Thanks for having me.
All right, and as always, I'd love to hear what you think about all this. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we do have lots more straight ahead. We'll keep watchdogging the dogs. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Oh, we got a battle of brewing. The president, while we were on the air yesterday, The president had a little press briefing at the White House, and he announced that he was taking hydroxychloroquine just as a prophylactic. He said that doesn't have any downside, and he believes that it has an upside if people were to get coronavirus. Well, that just sent the media into a tizzy. And also other politicians. Nancy Pelosi, she got particularly nasty when she was talking about the president taking hydroxychloroquine.
Madam Speaker, what's your reaction to the president saying that he's now taking hydroxychloroquine? Are you concerned?
Well, first, let me say how happy I am about your new baby, how lovely, Wyatt, how perfectly named. We all know why that is, and congratulations. And as you are a father, you see how important it is to keep the world safe for the children, for the children. As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Woo, Pelosi calling Trump morbidly obese. Just funny. Her face is like a snare drum from all the Botox. Oh, Trump had quite the response. I'll play that for you in the Fastest 15 coming up next.